Maester Lewin set the lamp in a niche by the door and fiddled with its wick. "There are several appointments that require your immediate attention, my lady. Besides the steward, we need a captain of the guards to fill Jory's place. A new master of horse."
Her eyes snapped around and found him.
"A master of horse?"
Her voice was a whip. The maester was shaken.
"Yes, my lady. Holland rode south with Lord Eddard, so my son lies here, broken and dying, Lewin, and you wish to discuss a new master of horse? Do you think I care what happens in the stables? Do you think it matters to me one whit? I would gladly butcher every horse in Winterfell with my own hands if it would open Bran's eyes. Do you understand that? Do you?"
He bowed his head.
"Yes, my lady, but the appointments."
"I'll make the appointments," Rob said. Catelyn had not heard him enter, but there he stood in the doorway, looking at her. She had been shouting, she realized, with a sudden flush of shame. What was happening to her? She was so tired, and her head hurt all the time. Maester Lewin looked from Catelyn to her son.
"I have prepared a list of those we might wish to consider for the vacant offices," he said, offering Rob a paper plucked from his sleeve.